Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a regular dialogue. It's a regular dialogue, sure. Hey, what have you heard? Yeah. You might call? Yeah. We're right across the hall from each other, so it's pretty regular, multiple times a day.
John Harbaugh last week talking about the trade deadline, and we're now 26 hours away from the trade deadline. Ravens made a trade over the weekend, trading Jair Alexander to the Eagles, so that was a fun few months. We'll always have training camp with the swords and the seatbelts and whatever that was, but it did not work, and now he's an Eagle, and they get a instead of releasing him, which I thought they were going to do, they get a draft pick next year, so I guess, and they get the money off the books. So, but it was obviously a failure. The Eagles just traded for Jalen Phillips this morning from the Dolphins, trading a 3. So the Eagles have been very active. But with the trade deadline a little over 24 hours away, what do we expect from the Ravens?
Well, there certainly needs to be a sense of urgency and an internal expectation that they can exceed the very low bar they set this offseason with out-of-town additions, if you will, off-the-roster additions. Look, Jair Alexander took him a long while and a bunch of Pro Bowl seasons to become addition by subtraction in Green Bay. He was addition by subtraction here by the fourth quarter of the first game of the year when he should have already been benched. They've dug themselves a hole here. In the standings, they've dug themselves a hole with what was supposed to be the best roster in the league. It's far from it. It's littered with holes, and it's littered with holes on defense. And look, Jair Alexander has to be better in Philadelphia than he was here because he was a complete disaster here. And Adafe Owe is up to 4 sacks now if you're scoring
at home.
So, again, you gave up what you had left as a pass rusher when you had no pass rush to get a safety to keep you aligned. But you're treading water at best, and you're treading water from a place of untenable stature, in that you can't go through 17-18 if they think playoffs 19-20 games with this defensive roster. I don't care how many points you think you're going to get from the offense any given game. So we'll see what he can do in the next 27 hours to make up for all the days and hours and weeks and months that he wasted sitting on his hand this past offseason when he told you, I don't have a whole lot to do this year. I mean, next year I will, but we're pretty damn good for now. Oh, are you?
It's got to be in the trenches, and it's got to be D-line. It's got to be edge, and our buddy Jonas Schaefer is going to join us later in the show, IA Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Tweeted this out earlier today. Since losing Nnamdi Matabike, the Ravens' pressure rate on plays without blitzes is an NFL worst 17.2%. Over the past decade, no defense has finished a season even below 20%. They're 3% below that. So warning signs, you're slamming the panic button. The reality is Eric DaCosta needs to make multiple moves if this team fancies its chances at making the playoffs, not winning a Super Bowl. You got to get to January before you even think about a Super Bowl or bust that we were talking about back in August.
Yeah, I don't know that anything they do is going to appease the fan base that is looking for big swings. I guess they could go try to trade for, say, a Bradley Chubb. That's got a massive contract there, but he's a pass rusher. And actually, I thought he played better against the Ravens than Phillips did. But if you want, everybody that's out there has got some warts. I would imagine they're going, as Bone said, maybe get an offensive lineman, maybe get a run-stuffing defensive lineman. It sounds like the Commanders, after that disaster last night, are now in sell mode. They've got a couple of interior offensive linemen that probably would be interesting for the Ravens. So I think that's where they're going. Like, if they come away with a guard and they come away with a D lineman, I don't know if the needle's moved, but they're better in those areas. And I don't think the fans will be happy about it.
Well, they better add two players to their front seven if they're even remotely serious about getting through the season without having to rely on waivers. And, hey, their record might be such that waivers is their friend for a change. But if they think they're going to continue to go through games as attrition mounts and as snap counts mount and as injuries mount, and as eventually the level of competition increases, and you think you're going to be able to dress four D tackles or three edges, it's silly. I mean, it's not even professional grade. Like
they've been fortunate.
It's a joke. It's really a joke. And it's a personnel failure. And you could, you know, look, it's great. They won a couple football games. They also lost a lot of football games. They also put stuff out there on film that is so beyond the pale in terms of the ability to make simple run fits and keep things, keep quarterbacks from eviscerating them in the pocket. Like, they played games this season where the entire group of edge players produced zero pressures. Like, honestly, they should be ashamed.
I think that's exactly it, though, Jason, when you're talking about the attrition over an 18.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Team week NFL schedule. And did the bye week come at a great time considering where this team was at, 1-5, all of the injuries? Yes. But now you got to play 11 straight weeks. Now you are playing all of those games. And we've talked a lot about how remarkably healthy this team has been over the past couple of seasons. And we know they've already dealt with some injuries already. But inevitably, there's going to be more when you're playing 11 consecutive weeks.
It's a collision sport. Guys are going to get hurt. So yeah, you, this is your last opportunity, except for, as Jason said, waivers. This is your last opportunity to add to this roster. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock is the deadline. So if you want to make additions, it's the time to do it because, yeah, the reality is somebody's going to get hurt.
But, again, you have to look at it. You know, we get caught up in looking at everything through a myopic view, right? We look at it Ravens-centered. Ravens are not the center of the universe. And the Ravens this year, unlike many past years, aren't in a position of strength because they aren't 6-3, right? They aren't 7-2. They're chasing, I mean, if you just look at the conference standings right now, they're chasing almost everybody in the AFC. So there's going to be other teams that can go to their owner and say, look, I know we didn't budget for this financially and otherwise, and I know it might create some issues next year when we got to extend this guy, or it might hurt this, that, and the other downstream. But right now, I think we can win a Super Bowl with this guy. That's what they're competing against, because those are the discussions going on in other places. And in the Ravens front office, they're having these discussions like, well, is it even really, how much of this is really salvageable? How much can we keep getting away from this? Like, if that's the price to add just a guy to get us through, is that even worth it? Whereas Howie Roseman isn't having those discussions.
No.
Howie Roseman is like a three, go, here, have it. You're, and you're going to eat some of the salary? Let's go. And it's not just Howie Roseman. Kansas City's in that mode. Buffalo's in that mode. The Rams are in that mode.
Seattle.
There are teams.
How about Pittsburgh in your division?
They'll be more motivated than these guys.
That's what I'm saying.
So if he has sticker shock in the best of times when he truly is among the elite in terms of, hey, we might be a player away. Like, he often didn't want to pay the freight then. He's going to outbid people who really are in F them picks mode? I have a hard time thinking. But if he's not, they're not going anywhere.
I'm with you, but he has to make a move. You have 12 draft picks with compensatory picks in there. You freed up salary trading Owe, trading Jaire Alexander. You could at least get back to that point, the $8 million that you saved or whatever the heck it is. Like, you've made some moves to free up some spots, to get some draft capital. Like, now's the time to use it. I'm not saying go crazy. I'm not expecting him to go crazy, but we better see a move or two.
By the way, we are live at CFG Arena. We're sitting courtside as Maryland opens their season tonight against Coppin. You can hear that game right here on 105.7 The Fan.
And Towson against
Loyola. Yeah, I was getting to that. 5:30 pregame, 6:30.
Keep it on your toes.
Then following that is the Towson Loyola game at 9 o'clock. But, yeah, we have a doubleheader of basketball. Come on out. You can go see some Division I basketball here. Doubleheader at the arena, CFG. We will be here. Guest-wise on the show today, coming up at 2:30, the man himself. It is basketball season. You know how you know it's basketball season? Because Jimmy Sunshine himself, Jimmy Patsos, will join us at 2:30. We'll talk Terps with him at 2:30, 3 o'clock. Craig Albernaz meeting with the media tomorrow. It is Jacob Calvin-Meyer from the Baltimore Sun. Think of that hire. We'll ask him at 3 o'clock. Plus, officially, Tyler O'Neill opted into his deal for the next 2 years after the dreadful season he had.
That's your guy after Boston.
Yeah, that's true.
That's your guy.
Jason's new favorite player.
It's my batting practice buddy. Yeah. I don't want him on my roster.
Yeah. Jonas Schaefer, 4 o'clock, Baltimore banner. How many moves does he think the Ravens will make? Will they make a move before tomorrow at 4 o'clock? We'll ask him at 4, and we'll talk everything Ravens and maybe a little Commanders with our buddy Cordell Woodland at 5.
Yeah. Look, we've kind of got the whole landscape of Baltimore sports here. We got college hoops starting. We got, unfortunately, the Terps football program coming off of another.
Not same old Terps.
It's worse. Obviously, tomorrow, big day in Birdland, and we're starting to get to, now that the World Series is over, more transactional part of the baseball season. Obviously, trade deadline more than 24 hours away. We got a lot to cover.
Coming up next, though, we look back at the division and a very impressive win for the Steelers, a very disastrous loss for the Bengals. It's Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.